Today, we'll return to Beaver Creek Ranch to learn about Full Circle Aquaponics from owner Alice Hill. Our tour begins with a look at the structure which houses the system. This non-traditional greenhouse was specially designed by Alice, who, after much study and research, developed what she calls a low-energy footprint greenhouse. Highly insulated north and west walls, a predominantly south-facing roof for added wintertime warmth, an overhead aluminum netting that reflects excess heat in summer and creates radiant heat in winter, and a heat sink pit below the floor are some of the concepts that save energy and create successful housing for the lettuces and tilapia fish that call the greenhouse home throughout the year. The building is filled with tanks that house fish of varying sizes, as well as larger tubs where polystyrene rafts float a variety of lettuces, Asian greens, and Swiss chard. Alice gives me a concise definition of aquaponics.
The way it works, the fish excrete ammonia. The ammonia is converted into nitrites. The nitrites are converted into nitrates, and the plants can utilize the nitrates.
Tell me about these lettuces here.
Okay.
They're in three different stages of growth, it looks like.
Yes. And
what are the little plugs they're growing in?
Those are called rock wool. And rock wool is a mineral. I'll show you what one looks like. This is what they look like. They are a volcanic, essentially like fiberglass, but It's a volcanic-based product that is heated and spun, so it's inert. And all I do is drop a seed into, I wet it down using the aquaponic water. I drop a seed into it, and in about 3 days, it sprouts. And as soon as it begins to get its second leaf, I poke it through the holes in the raft. And so the roots are just floating in the water.
Okay, and styrofoam raft.
Yes, it's a polystyrene.
Okay.
And ideally from seed to lettuce takes 6 weeks.
Alice moves to the fish tanks and proudly displays the inhabitants.
Aren't they pretty?
Oh, I was thinking there would be great big huge tanks.
Uh-huh.
But there are big tubs.
These are 50-gallon tanks, and they are designed to hold 15 fish. Now, I have a few extra in here for a reason. I am going to have my own breeding pairs so that I don't have to order baby fish in from Kansas City. The fish aren't so expensive, but the shipping kills you, And tilapia are very prolific breeders, and I can't wait to do it. They're mouth breeders, so the females lay the eggs. The males fertilize them, and then the female gathers the eggs in her mouth, and the babies hatch in her mouth, and then she'll spit them out, and then they'll run back in when they're a little more. I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun. So I'm going to give them a little food here. The reason we have netting on here, they'll jump right out.
Mm.
Yeah, they are. And a lot of times when they're hungry, it's right now they're not sure why we're all here right now, but they'll just splash me. They'll just throw their tails and just throw water all over me.
Alice finishes our tour by showing me the system that begins with fish poop and ends with the nitrates needed by the lettuces we started with. She also gives credit to a USDA program that helped her get started.
This whole project was helped in part through the USDA's SAYER grant, which is Sustainable Agriculture Research and Education. So I'm doing research, and I'm hoping to educate. That's my goal.
If you'd like to get more education about Full Circle Aquaponics, you can go to our HPPR website for photos and a link to schedule a tour.